This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with the news. Our top stories first. Nepal Communist Party's Prachanda Nepal faction is staging nationwide demonstrations protesting against parliament dissolution. Raising fire in Patiwara area of Taplejung district now moves to the Kanchanjunga conservation area. And UK reports a record daily number of new coronavirus cases surpassing 40,000. Now the news in detail. Nepal Communist Party's Prachanda Nepal faction has organized nationwide demonstrations, including federal capital Kathmandu, and protesting the government's move to dissolve the House of Representatives. The demonstrations began from various parts of Kathmandu, would assemble in Bhirkuti Mandap, and the various leaders are reported to address the mass. The Epidemiology and Disease Control Division has confirmed 5 cases of new variant of COVID-19 in Nepal. The infected people had recently arrived in Nepal from the United Kingdom. The division carried out PCR test of 12 people yesterday and confirmed 5 cases of the new variant among them. The Ministry of Health and Population has put 193 people landed from the UK under observation. The raging fire of Patiwara area in Taplejung district has now moved to Kanchanjunga conservation area. The fire is raging the area continuously for more than 5 days. The wildfire is said to have entered the Lukumpa community forest of Kanchanjunga conservation area this morning. Authorities said the efforts were on the way to take the fire under control. The South Asian Football Federation SAFF Championship is going to take place in Bangladesh in 2021. The South Asian Football Federation Executive Committee meeting held virtually over Zoom on Monday decided to hold the SAFF Championship from September 14th to 25th in Bangladesh. The championship was to be held this year but was put up due to the coronavirus pandemic. The meeting also fixed the date for the for various competitions under different age groups. Nepal Communist Party's central member and former minister Mahesh Basnet has argued that going to the people for fresh votes after the dissolution of the parliament was not against the public mandate. In a press meet organized by the press organization Nepal Baki chapter today, Leader Basnet claimed that going to public for fresh election was logical. Nepali Congress Central Member Gagan Thapa says his party's eyes are centered at the Supreme Court with expectations. Speaking at a press meet organized by Nepal Press Union Baki in Nepalganj today, Leader Thapa said that there was no other option but to restore the House of Representatives. And he also said that Nepali Congress began street demonstrations for the protection of the constitution. A corona-infected person from Surkhet has died in course of treatment in Baki district this morning. A 73-year-old man from Lukbesi 9 of Surkhet district died while receiving treatment at Nepalganj Medical College in Kohalpur. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. A health official said England's very high COVID infection level is a growing concern as the NHS struggles to cope with the rising number of patients. On Monday, a record 41,385 COVID cases and 357 deaths were reported in the UK. And NHS England said the number of people being treated for the virus in hospital is now 20,426, which is higher than the previous peak of about 19,000 in April. US President-elect Joe Biden has said that the agencies critical to US security have suffered enormous damage at the hands of the Trump administration. Mr. Biden said his team was not getting the information it needed, including from the Department of Defense, as it makes its transition to power. He spoke after a briefing by National Security and Foreign Policy aides. And 4 weeks after the November election, Mr. Biden was blocked from receiving key intelligence briefings, an essential and normally routine part of presidential transition. Six cases of the more contagious variant of COVID-19 first identified in the UK have been confirmed in India. Officials said on Tuesday that the six individuals who returned from the UK are being kept in isolation. India joined a list of other countries last week in suspending flights to and from the UK. And experts say the new variant is considerably more transmissible than previous strains, but not necessarily any more dangerous. And with more than 10 million confirmed cases so far, India has the second highest caseload in the world after the US. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up top stories once more. Nepal Communist Party's President Nepal Faction is staging nationwide demonstrations protesting against parliament dissolution. Raging fire in Patibara area of Taplejung district now moves to the Kanchenjunga conservation area. And UK reports record daily number of new coronavirus cases surpassing 40,000. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.